bought into some little homesteads that people had homesteaded over there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's how they spent the rest of their life.
Did they like Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Did they, what was your education?
My education?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had an eighth grade education.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a GED, high school diploma, and got into Bible college.
Which one?
Tennessee Temple, down in Tennessee.
Oh, really? You went to Tennessee? How'd you like that?
Fine.
Yeah? Have you lived in Colorado pretty much, except for that?
No, I was in Oregon for about 20 years mm-hmm. after I left Tennessee down there.
Okay.
And came back to Colorado.
Okay. What's your main occupation, Ben?
Well, I was preaching and starting new churches for about 30-some years, but I, most of the time I worked a secular job.
Okay. All right. Sounds
and
like
most of the time I was mechanic-y, I was driving a truck.
Okay. Wow, sounds like
I had some time on the farm.
Yeah?
Worked for some bricklayers one time.
That's fun.
That's why my legs and my back hurt.
Yeah, yeah, that'll do it too. You wonder how those guys do it. Have you belonged to any social organizations besides the church? Or has that pretty much been?
Oh, I belonged to the Eagles Lodge at one time.
Okay. Here in Lyman or
no,
Glenwood?
No, in Glenwood.
Okay. So what do you think about Lyman after living in Glenwood all those years? Do you like Lyman?
Yeah, it's a small town. In some ways, that's more like Glenwood was when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Pretty it's different now than over there at Glenwood.
Yeah, Glenwood's pretty.
There's so many of those. The whole economy over there now is driven by outside money.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people have second homes.
Yeah. Yeah, Glenwood's pretty. When I went over there, it was pretty kind of crazy. All that stuff. The land sure is different here.
Yeah. Yeah, we were up about 6,900 feet.
Okay.
So that's, we were up probably 1,500 feet or more higher than we are here.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. So this is about 5,000 feet or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Same,
yeah.
Same as Denver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it all starts after Denver, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Okay. Let's see. Well, let me ask about you two. Were you married in a church service? Did you have a church service? Or?
Well, no. We were married in a church, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have a big church wedding, if that's
okay.
what you mean.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to... Okay, I'm going to ask you something about... What about your first church or marriage? Was that in a big church? Or?
No, that was in a... Parsonage in Denver.
Oh, really?
Church of the Brethren Parsonage.
Where was that? Do you know where that is?
Oh, my, it was in out in Aurora, but I couldn't, and I doubt very much if that church is still going.
Yeah. I was wondering about wedding ceremonies in this area that are done in churches. Do people usually have people who stand up for them?
Mm-hmm.
What are the names of those people? You don't have to stand up for the bride, for instance.
We have bridesmaids and grooms.
Okay.
Groomsmen.
Okay. Is there a name for the sort of best friend of that guy who's getting married?
Best man.
Okay.
He's usually maid of honor, matron of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Do you preach now?
Occasionally.
Every chance he gets. A lot at home.
That's probably